shall receive power. March 4. Joy. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. We must have more faith. Let us begin to believe unto salvation. Let us come to God in faith, fully assured that as we surrender all to Him, He will make us Christ-like in character. We must tell this to all over and over again. Then, one with Christ, we can reveal Him to the world. Then all our fitful, haphazard work will cease. Let us honor God by showing firm faith and unswerving trust. Let us remember that He is not glorified by the manifestation of a fretful, unhappy spirit. The Lord cares for the flowers. He gives them beauty and fragrance. Will He not much more give us the fragrance of a cheerful disposition? Will He not restore in us the divine image? Then let us have faith in Him. Let us now, just now, place ourselves where He can give us His Holy Spirit. Then we can give to the world a revelation of what true religion does for men and women. The joy of a Savior filling our hearts gives us that peace and confidence which enables us to say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. In His Word, the Lord has made it plain that His people are a joyful people. True faith reaches up the hand and lays hold upon the one who is behind the promise, Great shall be the peace of thy children. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river. Behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. In God we may rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Men shall be blessed in Him, all nations shall call Him blessed. Let us strive to educate the believers to rejoice in the Lord. Spiritual joy is the result of active faith. God's people are to be full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Then He will be glorified in them.